produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Dear Heavenly Father, I just come to you once more. It is me, God, just coming to you, standing in the midst of your people, Lord God. Lord, I ask you, Lord God, to give a hedge of protection around all the mothers, all the fathers, all the auntie and the uncles, Lord God. Lord, bless our children as they head back into the school building, Lord God, into a learning and expanding on their minds, Lord God. Lord, touch the teachers, Lord God, and the professors, the deans, and everyone that has a place in our children's educational system, Lord God. And Lord, touch that one that struggles to read, Lord God. Give them the understanding of what it is that they're reading, Lord God. Lord, touch that mother to give them strength, Lord God, as the kids journey, as our youth journey, whether they are 5 going and just starting, Lord God, or if they are 99, Lord God, and looking to seek new meaning in life, Lord God, and give them the knowledge and the wisdom, Lord God, so that they can be a vessel down here in your kingdom. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So great, amazing day, everyone. Welcome to Nurture by Natasha, where here we help you to cultivate that healthy lifestyle while taking time to put the mask on you. We are here once more in the midst of talking in reference to your self-care needs and helping you to manifest that healthy lifestyle, okay? And so as we journey on this episode, I'm super delightful to have each and every one of you here listening under the sound of my voice. And so we're going to continue to talk about self-care, right? Because it is something that is near and dear to me, and it is something that is truly, truly not selfish. And so as we take a little dive a little deeper into self-care, we know that His grace endures, and we talked about the different resolutions and things that we have talked about throughout this year. And so we want to help you to focus on self-care, right? With all the hustle and bustle and the kiddos going back to school and work and life itself, sometimes as adults, we can get a little caught up into the midst of what we need to do for ourselves to put the mask on us. So self-care helps us to meet your health and wellness needs. But you can say that, you know, we also need to meet our spiritual needs as well with our self-care. And the best part that I love is that self-care can be honoring to the Lord. Whether you knew it or not, it could be honoring to the Lord, right? We all heard it. So self-care, as I stated before, it is not selfish, but sometimes it can feel very, very selfish. Wouldn't you agree with all the tasks and the duties that we have to do from sunrise to sunset? So today I'm going to bring you a few self-care Bible verses forwards to help us see and believe that this is a true statement, okay? And so we need to understand this truth. We need to understand it, that self-care is not selfish, because unfortunately, as you live a little longer, life gets busier and busier. Serving and caring for others, it gets harder to take care of yourself, right? So as a family member, you know, Some of us are caregivers. Some of us are mothers. Some of us are doctors, right? And even when you go home, you got to still be the doctor and put Band-Aids on some things. But listen, don't put a Band-Aid on your self-care needs. Children need to be in multiple places at once. I'm sure many of you parents can relate to that. You got to drop this one off here. And if you have more than one, you got to drop the other one off here. They're in different activities, and we definitely want them to definitely to be a part of something and to take time out to meet new people and all of that. Sometimes our spouses needs attention with our date nights, or perhaps even the caregiver that you are that I mentioned. And so, you know, you got to always take some time to date your spouse, even in the midst of having children or having little ones, or maybe you have some grown children and they're out of the hut, right? We got to still take some time to love on our significant others. Aging parents have a special place in our lives as well, right? Many of us, you know, our adults may not be living with us, but our aging parents sometimes need us to check on them from time to time and even help them to check and balance a checkbook, or maybe even just to do some errands and do some things for them. And so with all of this consuming time, sometimes we can often forget ourselves. Wouldn't you agree? And so reading and praying through scripture verses is super important to definitely to help you to have some balance inside of your day. And sometimes it can get very challenging and you look up and the day has gone and it's night. And so I want to help to encourage you here on today. If you're wondering how you can encourage yourself in the Lord in the midst of your self-care, I am super glad that you asked. So self-care requires using some of your mental energy, especially when it comes to having the motivation to find and keep the me time for self-care. The motivation and the me time. So let's talk about motivation. Oftentimes, you know, many of us, we know what our day consists of. Some of us in the midst of what we have mapped out or what's ahead of us that others have mapped out for us. And some of us can find little motivation to really get our 2 feet on the floor, or however it is that you getting up and have activity of your limbs and finding that motivation. And so I find that at the top of the day, if you take some time before getting out of bed, instead of hitting that snooze button a couple of more times, is to take some time to meditate. Meditate on just how good He is, that you still have activity of your limb. Meditate on the fact that your family circle has not been broken. Meditate that your children are still intact. And take some time to meditate on the Lord. Meditate on the Lord in the midst of taking that quiet time where you're still laying in bed, or rather on your side or on your back. It's a great, perfect time to have that conversation with the Lord. Taking some time to read a couple of scriptures and manifest in your day, right? All He asks us is to do 2 things in our day, is to be joyful and to be glad in it. And so that is some perfect timing in the morning for me time and your self-care. You get a chance to pray, having that relationship with God. You also get to have that me time because it's so quiet there, prayerfully, right, in your space. And you get some time to take care of yourself in the midst of meditating and getting your body, your tempo in line with what it is that your day has to manifest. And so in most cases, you have to have some motivation to take care of yourself. Am I right? You got to have some motivation, because if you don't have motivation, most of us, we allow anxiety, we allow depression, we allow so many things to take over. So to clarify, I'm not just talking about having motivation to avoid desserts and all that junk food that many of us know that we can indulge in. And so having motivation, I'm talking about staying focused on the basic self-care tasks, maintaining your physical, mental, or emotional and spiritual health. It is super important. And so listen, if you know that you have a busy day coming up for the next day or so, you want to definitely make sure that you get enough sleep. It is super important that some things are going to be left undone in the midst of the things that we're doing. And that's absolutely fine. That's where it definitely comes into delegation and to maybe asking others around you to help with some tasks. And if you live alone and you have no one else to depend on, some things are okay to leave undone. Okay? So saying no to the wrong things to make time for the right things. I find that it is so imperative. We have to really, really take an overall look at the directions of where it is that we want to go in our day and where in our day is that we're going to manifest what it is that we want. So if you're one that you work from home, your time management is a main priority to definitely to do so. If you know that it's some things that you need to get done in your day before you become that caregiver, before you become that grandma, before you become that grandparent, that sister girl, whatever hat that you wear, take the time in the midst of getting up a little bit early to have those times, right? Or maybe even schedule in your day the times that you have to take care of some things for others. And saying no to the wrong things is super duper important, right? Many of us, we're so easy to say yes because we don't like saying no to others because we're so afraid that it may hurt someone else's feelings, right? And we cringe of like, ugh, I so would love to do this. And we put too much on our plate. And so that brings me to my next point of managing your stress. Listen, I have to sometimes fall back in the midst of managing my stress and making things to make sense. If you know that you're on one side of the town, one side of the country, and you can get some things done before you manifest and do some other things, listen, we got to definitely prioritize what it is. And it's going to be some upset folks because you didn't make it on their street or their lane to do what it is that they wanted you to do. You got to listen to your temple. Got to listen to your temple in the midst of taking the time to delegate, mapping out, right? Some things that we can do today, we can definitely put off for tomorrow. Is tomorrow always promised? Absolutely not. Because we don't hold tomorrow. But we do know that you can't do everything all in one day because you would burn out your mitochondria box, which is your powerhouse, that's your natural power box that's inside of you. And so spending time in prayer, it's super important to spend time in prayer. I believe it is super important because prayer changes things. Sometimes we may not have the tools to really get from point A to point B. Some of us are trying to get from point A all the way, and you're pausing in between, and you pausing, right? From point A all the way to point Z. And many of us, we're still trying to manage it all. All of those other characters that are in there, we're trying to manage them when we can. I believe serving and taking care of others can cause us to get overwhelmed as well and easily distracted, interfering with us swallowing the motivational needs for some of our most basic self-care activities. Would you agree with that statement? I see many of you, you know, it really gives you something to really, really think about in the midst. And likewise, if you're like me, sometimes you're distracted, right? The telephone rings. You answer the telephone. Someone knocks at the door. Someone calls that you haven't spoken to in a while. And you take that time to catch up. It's so many things that we can get distracted. The television alone, many of us can get distracted by some of our favorite TV shows. Something that has come across the TV screen that causes us to, you know, get easily distracted. Many of us get easily distracted in the midst. And so listen, finding yourself getting distracted, sometimes we got to take a step back in the midst of the things that we're doing, in the midst of saying, oh, I got to stay on task. And so having that to-do list, I find it with putting, your to-do list in place, right? Putting that to-do list in place, it really, really helps us to really stay on task. For the most part, I would agree. For the most part, in the midst of doing so, having that to-do list. And so, however you consider finding that time for yourself is definitely important. It's definitely super duper important in the midst of doing so, okay? And so taking that time to consider looking at scriptures about self-care and caring for yourself. You got to use your faith to drive self-care, right? I'm not supernaturally motivated at all. Some of us are just not. This was a life-changing experience for me of really sitting back, and sometimes others can really peep into what it is that you're doing, or, you know, be more observant than you are with yourself. And sometimes, you know, bring to your attention that you need to slow down a little bit. And sometimes many of us, we can get upset because we have so much on our plate. So many people depend on us, right? That it's impossible. Sometimes we feel it's impossible. But it is super important, right? Because the caregiver can get burnt out as well. The mother can get burnt out. The grandmothers can get burnt out. All the hats that we wear, this human flesh gets burnt out. And so taking that time to do so, you got to find that time for self-care, right? Spending time with the Lord helps makes him the priority of all things, including your self-care. It may surprise you to learn that we all struggle with self-care barriers. Just talk to your neighbor or talk to someone, and you'll find too that they also struggle with self-care barriers. But sometimes spending that time with the Lord can impact your self-care in several ways, specifically regarding finding that motivation that we need, finding time, feeling worthy, and aligning priorities, right? We need to keep God's word before you know what to say about self-care. Definitely taking some time to lean on him when we don't have the understanding sometimes of the things and the ways that we need to go is to lean on him. To lean on him. And so because we're going through a few of these things that I'm sharing with you here on today, I hope you understand deep inside of your soul that it doesn't require you to feel guilty when you take time for yourself. You can also focus on your self-care needs without feeling guilty, especially after you know what the Bible says about self-care. And so taking that time, if you look in in Luke chapter 5, verses 16, it says, but Jesus often withdrew to the wilderness to pray. Even Jesus went off to pray. First, find a quiet place. Find that quiet place. And 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 6. So be on guard, not asleep like the others. Stay alert and be clear-headed. So in order to be clear-headed, you got to get out of the hustle and the bustle and out of all the noise space and find you that quiet space that you can allow your mind to think, that you can close your eyes, right? Close your eyes where you can meditate. You can meditate to have that quiet space to get that clarity that's needed. It's super important. Jesus was great at prayer. So if Jesus needed to be alone to speak to God, then you and I probably need to be alone too. It's a lot of times he went to the mountaintop and he went off. I don't know about you, but I can effectively pray when I'm around a crowd. I can't effectively pray. I can't when I'm around a crowd. Some of us can be very bashful as well. Right? Of praying in front even a large group of people. But I find when you pray by yourself and you're in that quiet, sacred space of your own, whether it's your war closet, wherever the case may be that you pray alone in that quiet, sacred time, I find that you began to render up, we began to render up some things that we wouldn't say to another human being. All right? But we really need to go far to find some space alone. Sometimes it even requires taking a weekend staycation. Taking some time to just let your family know that, hey, I need some time alone. I really need to get in tune with God. Sometimes we have to be more creative. Maybe stay in bed, as I stated, a few more minutes in the morning. Or hide in the bathroom for a few extra minutes. Whatever it takes. And while we love a full 30 to 45 minutes alone for prayer, sometimes an escape for a 5-minute break on a lazy day is enough to achieve an active prayer experience. Listen, God already knows what it is that we desire, whatever it is that we want, and also our needs and what it is, right? But we got to find rest in the Lord to find strength. In Matthew chapter 11, verses 28, it says, "Then Jesus said, 'Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest.'" He lets us know that it's okay for us to rest. In Philippians chapter 4:13, it says, "For I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." In order for us to give him to give us strength, right? We got to lean into him a little bit more. For the longest time, I had the wrong understanding, and I thought to rest so I could worship, which would make me strong. But that was backwards, right? If you read Philippians 4:13 backwards and flip it around a little bit, "Who gives me strength, for I can do everything through Christ." Isn't that powerful? Right? And not so to say flipping his words, but in Philippians 4:13, he says, "For I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength." So he who gives me strength, I can do all things. And so in order for him to give you strength, you got to abide in him. Jesus offers rest through his saving plan for us. We got to stay connected to the Bible as much as we can, more now than ever. He wants to take our burdens. None of us are perfect like Jesus. So notice, he didn't say, "Give me half your load." He didn't say, "Shape up so you can come to me." He said, "I will give you rest." The rest that Jesus provides is like no rest we can receive here on planet Earth. Not one ounce. So in other words, spend more time in his word. Feel free to rest more. Feel free to dive into your self-care. Take that 5 minutes in the bathroom. Take that extra time in the morning, getting up a little bit earlier so that you can allot that extra time so you don't be late to where it is that you need to be. I want to encourage you on today. So dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Lord God, once more for just giving me the right words to say to your people, Lord God, in the midst of self-care needs, Lord God. And those that need the rest to find the rest, even if it's just a physical aspect of really getting a good night's sleep or a daytime nap, whatever the case may be, Lord, allow them to know that you have them and you have it all under control, that they don't need to take the keys because, Lord, you have the keys to it all, that they can take some time to allow the body to relax and to restore itself, and so that they can be sharp and swift and the work that you have for them to do down here in the kingdom, Lord God. And Lord, as you begin to speak to me through this, Lord God, Lord, I sure will take more appointed time for myself, Lord God, and know that you too will find rest in the midst of whatever it is that we do on a day-to-day basis. And so I'm thankful for you on today, that finding rest and that self-care isn't selfish. And hopefully this spoken to someone. Lord, I just thank you, Lord God, for your tender mercy and your kindness. And all you ask us to do is to rejoice and to be glad in it. And you keep continuing to give us the tools of what it is that we need to do to be more than a conqueror here on planet Earth. Lord, I'm forever grateful. Nobody like you. And Lord, cover everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord God. Touch each and every one that is connected to them, Lord God. Protect those that they have been caring for, they have been worrying for. And Lord, have them to cast it all on you and know that you sit high, but you look low, and you will take care of it all. In Jesus' name, amen. So listen, this was a great, great show today. I'm super grateful for each and every one of you. Listen, focus on your self-care. It is super duper important. Listen, my name is Natasha Allen here with Nurture by Natasha, here to help you to cultivate that healthy lifestyle while taking time to put the mask on you. Listen, you can follow us over on Facebook at Nurture by Natasha and our VIP page there. You can also follow us on IG at Nurture by Natasha, as well as TikTok at nurturebynatasha.com. Visit us online. Take some time to visit our website. Listen, we greatly appreciate you. We cannot do this without you. I'm super grateful to pour into you once more. You pray for my family, and I'll continue to pray for yours. Take care, everyone, and have a great, amazing day.
I was sitting in the kitchen, and I was like, Lord, what am I going to do? I have all of these responsibilities, all of this going on, and it seems like I'm doing everything I can for you, and everything is just going opposite. Anybody ever been there where it seems like you were doing all you knew to do, and still you took two steps forward and you took five steps back, and you're saying, God, what in the world is going on? And I was sitting in my kitchen, and I didn't understand it, and then these words came. I said, Lord, you are good. You've been so good, Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough. I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough. Even if I try, 'cause you've been so good. Lift your voice. Come on, tell them today.
You so good to me.
Let's go right here. Everybody lift up your voice.
Lord, you are good. You've been so good.
Come on, say, Lord, you are good.
Lord, you are good. You've been better.
It's because I owe you, Jesus.
I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough.
Somebody say, even if I tried, it wouldn't work.
somebody. You've been better than good to me.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.